This is a phase one commutation hearing for Paul Brooks, ADC number 104894. Mr. Brooks is 60 years old, and he is serving 9 years for one count of dangerous drug, and that was sentence was the result of a jury trial. He's also serving a concurrent sentence for marijuana, and the sentence in that is 3 years and 9 months, and that sentence was arrived at via a plea agreement. By the way, this was appealed, and the appeal was upheld on December 17, 2015. The offense date was November 29, 2013, and in a nutshell, police awoke Mr. Brooks. He was sleeping in his car, and they found drug paraphernalia. He is requesting a reduction of 3 years in his sentence. That would be in the 9 year sentence. His current early release credit date is December 8th, 2021. His community supervision begin date would be September 22nd, 2021. And community supervision end date, March 23rd, 2023. If this reduction were granted, he'd have a revised sentence end date of February 26, 2019, which is in about 2 weeks or so. One of his reasons for requesting commutation is that he was using methamphetamines as kind of a self-medicating instead of his mental health meds, which he had run out of. And he also indicates that he is on SSI. Mr. Brooks has an extremely lengthy criminal history and 8 prior drug-related prison terms. And some of his felony convictions in March of 2006, possession or use of dangerous drugs. In August of 2005, possession or use of dangerous drugs with one prior felony conviction. June of 2005, possession or use of dangerous drugs with one prior felony. April of 2005, possession of drug paraphernalia. These are all felonies for which he was found guilty. November of 2003, possession or use of marijuana. December of 2000, fraudulent use of a credit card. August of 2000, possession or use of marijuana. March of 1998, possession of drug paraphernalia. January of 1998, possession or use of dangerous drugs. August of 1997, possession of dangerous drugs. December of 1995, possessions of drug paraphernalia. And it goes on. I'm just not going to read the rest of them. Mr. Brooks did complete some programming in prison. He completed Thinking for Change twice and Cultural Diversity once. And he has only one major during his entire prison record. His discipline record is very minimal in prison. His major occurred back in 2002. As to whether his sentence is excessive, for the count involving marijuana, Mr. Brooks received the presumptive sentence. And I do note that he has applied previously for a commutation in 2016, and he was denied at that time. On the other charge, Mr. Brooks has 8 prior drug-related felonies, and for that, I am not seeing a sentence of 9 years as being an excessive sentence. But I would listen to any input of fellow board members if you caught something I did not catch. All right, then based on the foregoing, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Mr. Paul Brooks, ADC number 104894, that we not pass his application to phase two of this second process.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And that concludes the hearing for Mr. Paul Brooks.